So this year we're building one of the past year's projects. We're looking at Killer Red and Killer Orange. Killer Red's already in the registry, but Killer Orange isn't.
This year's project is the creation and characterisation of kill switches.
We've been making all sorts of different digestions and ligations so as to make our own kill switch. We have two different parts, there's Killer Red and Killer Orange, and we want to also put them together to make Killer Red, Killer Orange.
So to me, a kill switch is just a genetic device that can induce cell death when the researcher wants to.
What I want to get most out of iGEM is experience not only in the lab, but also working in a group towards a common goal.
I'd like to get out of this experience just being in the lab. I'd really like to go into research in the future, so it's just working out how a lab works, what sort of events have to go on, different tasks you have to do, just having the experience of being in the lab.
So out of the iGEM experience, I'd like to get to meet a lot of people at Jamboree. I think networking there would be really important. I also want to keep on learning. We've already learned a whole ton of new lab techniques, things you have to keep in mind when you're designing a project, how to do proper research. So that's all stuff that I've already sort of started to develop. I want to get even better at that. And I'd also really like to learn how to use some of the modeling programs that the physicists have been having them at. I think that's pretty interesting.
The last couple of weeks I've been working on the modelling. Recently we've just developed a program to be able to figure out the amount of proteins in ROS.
So over the past couple of weeks we've been trying to make more plasmids, so there's a new type of cloning system that we're using here. So I've been making plasmids so that we can actually use that, as well as we've got different types of quick change kit, which are supposed to be cutting out any restriction sites that are already in our part so that we can submit them to registry. They haven't yet worked, but we're still working on it.
So my ideal vision for the end of the project would be to go to Boston and present a really well characterized kill switch. So in our case, we kill red and kill orange.
My vision for the end of the project is just to have a project that's complete, if anything, and being able to show something that we're proud of.
My vision for the end of the project is for it to for it to work.
Over the next couple of months, I'm most looking forward to the Boston trip and being able to meet more of the teams.
Over the next couple of months, I'm most looking forward to seeing the results of the whole project coming together, because at the moment it's a lot of different bits that sort of have to lead up to the one big final product.
What I'm looking forward to the most over the next couple of months will be when we finally get our proteins properly transformed into the plasmid, so we can actually get what we want to study into E. coli, which has been a bit of a problem right now, but we should be able to get past that in the next couple of weeks. So it'll be really exciting once we've actually managed to do that.
My two favourite pieces of science equipment, I know very trivial, are the serological pipette gun and the vortex.
My favourite piece of science equipment is the robot in the biology lab, because it can do loads of pipette at once, so it's really cool.
So my favourite piece of lab equipment is the sterile hood that we have to work in, because when you're in it, everyone does everything else for you. I mean, if you're too far away from the hood, people push you in, you don't have to like touch anything, people bring you stuff, it's great, you just sit there and do nothing. Well, you work on what's going on in the hood, but you don't have to worry about anything else, so I really like that.